Hi, and welcome to Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney. I'm Eleni Schumacher from Spineless Wonders Audio. The audio story you are about to listen to is a collaboration between writers and sound designers. It is inspired by a real location in the city of Sydney.
The first time was August 1991. I walked down to Hyde Park from my brother's place in Surrey Hills. My brother was sick. It wasn't unusual for him to be up all night coughing, but this night, and for the previous few weeks, he had been manic. Some moments he was cheery, talking about the gifts friends and lovers had given him, going through the address book in his mind for all the people who would give him a place to stay. "I could turn up on Toby's doorstep now and he would be pleased to see me," he enthused. He put through calls to the States, not put off when the person who answered did not recognise who he was. He was up for a conversation with whoever. "I'm dying of AIDS," he offered. Other moments, he was menacing. He sat propped up with pillows on his waterbed in his basement bedroom, a sharp knife in his hand, and snarled at me. In the morning, I went to the ACON offices because I thought there might be a counsellor there I could talk to, but they told me, "Not now." I needed to make an appointment. So I walked and, inside, wrestled with my inarticulate rage, grief and fear about what was happening to my beautiful, once rational brother. Approaching the Archibald from the southeast, winter sunshine glanced off two muscly male grey bronze backs. From the western side of the fountain, where I sat on the coping on the edge of the path, I could see the big figure with the bull's head lying on his side on the ground, contorted, trying to get up. He didn't look monstrous, and it wasn't until many years later that I found out that he was the Minotaur. I'm not sure I even realised then that his face is not human. The outstretched arm of a beautiful naked man holds one of the Minotaur's horns and twists his head. The man's body is all clear, straight lines. His chest is symmetrical. He holds his opponent down with one perfect knee. It looks almost effortless. Rational man is winning, but he can never relax. I don't know who I am in this fight. I don't know who my brother was. He certainly wasn't winning. But the Minotaur, his struggle and the shape of his broad feet and his gnarled hands, gave me something I needed that morning. Really, the fight between Theseus and the Minotaur would not have taken place outside in broad daylight, but in darkness, in a stinking underground labyrinth. It was hard and dirty. They were biting, scratching, dribbling, bloody, bruised and broken. Their teeth were falling out and they were groaning and shitting themselves. Irrevocably altered. And the whole time they were tangled up in Ariadne's damn thread. I've never looked for very long at other parts of the Archibald, but I always go back to Theseus and the Minotaur. Year after year, people come and go. We carry our pathogens and they change us. The Minotaur's bronze nostrils are surrounded by a succession of gardenias, ornamental cabbages, basil. In 2020, I looked into his eyes and it struck me that he didn't understand what was happening either.
That was One Perfect Knee, written and narrated by Rowena Lennox, with sound design by Alina Godwin. Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney, has been produced by Spineless Wonders and Echidna Audio and funded by the City of Sydney. The stories were curated and produced by Bronwyn Meehan from Spineless Wonders. Sound production was coordinated by Martin Gallagher from Echidna Audio. The website developer for this project was Jeffrey Zhang, with graphic design by Bettina Kaiser from Bettina Kaiser Art and Design. I'm Eleni Schumacher. To listen to more stories and find out more about this project, visit www.soniccity.com.au.